Australia's leading authority on Afghanistan, Professor William Maley, says the seeds of the latest tragedy were sown in early 2003. That was when President George W. Bush diverted resources from the country and launched an invasion of Iraq. Professor Maley says that strategic blunder has blighted the mission ever since, and he warns that there's a risk that the Afghan army will crack up once coalition forces leave in 2014. Professor Maley told Alexandra Kirk that for at least a year, the Taliban have had a policy of trying to infiltrate the Afghan security forces so that they can carry out attacks like last night's.
What's not clear is whether somebody's been infiltrated with a view to carrying out an assassination or whether somebody who is a Taliban supporter within the military made a decision to go down the particular path. And from the Taliban's point of view, these kinds of attacks are politically positive, not just because they unsettled the publics in contributing countries such as Australia, but they also create in the minds of ordinary people in Afghanistan the sense that the Taliban are strong and that the international forces are weak. And that's then something which shapes the decisions that ordinary Afghan political actors make about how they'll align themselves in the long run. And there's a great fear in Afghanistan that 2014 may witness a collapse and a return of the Taliban. And it's in the interest of the Taliban to make it appear that as international forces leave, they're doing so with their tails between their legs.
Now, the Prime Minister's made a point of saying that, you know, there's 12 to 18 months to go in the final process of transition. The strategy is well-defined and constant, and these sorts of events can't allow that strategy to be changed because it would be a loss of face. Have they made a mistake in saying that they're going to pull out in 2014?
Well, I think that was probably a mistake by President Obama. And one can understand why he didn't want to be saddled with someone else's foreign war, but it's strategically erroneous. The Australian government is simply going to follow the United States on that particular path because it's not conceivable that Australia would remain substantially active in Afghanistan if the United States is not prepared to do so. The Australian strategy then becomes one of cutting without appearing to run, which is not a criticism of the Australian military personnel, but it really conveys the point that Australia is not an actor which is now or ever has shaped its own strategic priorities in Afghanistan. Rather, it's worked within a framework of strategic priorities generated by the American political system.
Is that process flawed because the Taliban have in their minds that they just have to sit and wait for another 12 to 18 months?
Well, I think it is flawed for that reason. The signal that went to the Taliban the moment the Americans put a concrete time frame on their presence was that they could sit the international forces out and engage in attacks designed to symbolize their ongoing significance and muster their resources for much larger attacks against a more vulnerable target after 2014. That, of course, is why lots of people are trying to leave Afghanistan.
Do you think that the process of filtering members of the Afghan National Army may be a bit flawed in that the view is that people present themselves to join the Afghan National Army? Should the process be a bit more proactive, and that is identify people, you know, they would want to join the Afghan Army rather than dealing with people who present themselves?
Well, the problem, of course, is it's a volunteer rather than a conscript army. And the reason for that is that the state is not strong enough in Afghanistan to put a conscription system in place that then leads to all the difficulties that are associated characteristically with filling the ranks of military forces through volunteers, that the people who seek to join may have motives which are more related to income generation than to fighting for the country. And that raises real questions about how robust the national security forces are likely to prove to be if, when international forces are on the point of completing their withdrawal, the situation looks pretty rough. We can't know until that happens, but there's a real risk that the army will simply crack up.
Do you think that there are any lessons to be learned from the events of the last 24 hours?
No, I think the lessons that are most pertinent to what we've seen in the last 24 hours go back many years, and they relate to the need to provide sufficient momentum throughout transition processes that you don't suffer from a slide at the end. And the Afghan mission, in effect, lost momentum dramatically when the United States and its allies refocused on Iraq in early 2003. And ever since then, the mission in Afghanistan has been blighted by both that strategic blunder and some of the unintended consequences which have resulted from that as well. So although we're seeing now the symptoms of major difficulty in Afghanistan, the roots of those problems go back many years.
Professor William Maley, who heads the Asia Pacific College of Diplomacy at the Australian National University, with Alexandra Kirk.